Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello to all of our listeners across Europe. It's time for the Indire broadcast. Indire, or Independent Radio Exchange, is a collective project of independent radio stations from all across the European Union. And this broadcast is brought to you by Radio Student from the Slovenian capital, Ljubljana. Today we'll listen to the collage music of Jimmy Barca Experience Trio, avant rock of the band Svojat, ambiental music by the producer Slow Motion Livestream, experimental harp music by Ruja, some grimy rap music by rapper Frau Blanca and producer Marka San, and wrap it all up with a bit of punk by Cultivator. Your presenter duo for today are Jasha
and Dušan. Our first feature on today's Indire broadcast will be the exciting tour de force of Jimmy Barca Experience, who released their first full-length album Jusqu'ici Tout Va Bien in March. The Rare Breed trio, consisting of two turntablists and one drummer, started creating music together more than a decade and a half ago after the trio of Marjan Stanić, a prominent drummer of the Slovenian music scene, and two well-known Ljubljana DJs, Borka and Bakto, were looking for something fresh to create out of their common musical universes. What came out was the innovative, a sort of a decoupage sound, where the sound samples provided by the turntablist Borka and Bakto are glued together with the drum grooves by Marjan Stanić. They fuse together funky, jazzy, groovy music from all ends of the globe, and on top of that they add vocal samples, vinyl scratches and other DJ techniques for some extra cinematics. The Jimmy Barca Experience is a peculiar concert experience as well, with their compositions getting an improvised life on its own. Jimmy Barca Experience released their well-rounded, expansive and really cinematic, almost triumphant first album in March on the RXTX label after a series of EPs in the past 15 years. So, before we move on to our first featured guest, Andrej Fon from the band Svojat, here are Jimmy Barca Experience with their song Gangsterska Vremena.
Time has passed.
Welcome back to the show. You're still listening to Indire, brought to you by Radio Student. With us today is Andrei Fon.
Hi.
Hello. Multi-instrumentalist, improviser, prolific songwriter. He's a part of a wide range of different projects and bands, among others Ohola and Olfamosh. But today he joins us as one third of the rock-oriented avant-garde band Svoyat, who are gearing up to release a new album titled Oshili Me Modro. Andrei, thanks for coming.
Thanks for inviting me.
First of all, let's talk about the new album. The new and upcoming album, Oshili Me Modro. What can you tell us about it?
It's our second album. We recorded it in Železniki. It's a small town, in Slovenian small town. In old cinema... complex. In 2 days with a sound engineer from Zagreb, Croatia, Hrvoje Nikšić, and we overdubbed the vocals at Sonolab studio with Sašo Kalan. 6 songs again.
I wanted to ask you about what changed. And one thing that I noticed that has changed is that the group changed a little bit. You've got a new drummer coming in. How does the new Svoyat with Vid Rašler on drums operate? And how are you creating music in this new form?
Well, Vid is, as me, self-employed in culture, as in Slovenia we call people who are trying to survive doing only art. And he's a proper musician, so he practices every day in the morning, 1 hour, just the technique on snare drum and then the whole set, and has a discipline that I admire and I never had. He is with us for a few years now, I don't know exactly. The new thing is, maybe before I was more in charge of compositions and lines for not only my instrument but also some others, and now also Ivo made 2 songs and also 1 lyric, so the bass player. That's the difference, let's say.
Nice. So a little bit of new discipline and a new approach, maybe a little you feel like a little bit less in the front, or?
Yes, I mean, I enjoy. We are all 40 plus, so we are not the youngest anymore. And I enjoy when I have this song where Ivo is singing and I'm only the backing guitarist, so I can rest a bit.
You mentioned lyrics, that Ivo also wrote a part of the lyrics for a song. And I wanted to say that I think that you personally are quite renowned for your wordplay and fantastic use of the Slovene language in various projects. Sometimes you're using puns, sometimes half jokes, and even words borrowed from English to great effect. How do you approach songwriting with language? How do you approach creativity with regards to lyrics and words?
Well, if I'm very sincere, I choose the lyrics for Svoyat from not the A-class lyrics, but B-class lyrics from my booklets, because I think nobody ever understands what I'm singing with Svoyat, because I'm screaming mostly. And I'm writing for at least 20 years, I think more. And I have 2 kilos and something of these papers with lyrics on them. And that's a kind of routine. I never published any poetry, poetry book or something. But I'm playing with a thought to do that, because it's really a lot of it. And if you have such a big amount of this papers with lyrics or whatever, poetry or what. Then in so many years, at least some of them could have been good enough to finish in a poetry book. So let's see. Last time I was driving a bit dangerously through the town because I was in a hurry. And then I thought myself thinking, oh, well, if I have a car crash, then I would have like a week in the hospital where I could type all these lyrics in a word.
Nice. So do you approach writing lyrics as like a free form thing from whatever happens in your life? You just write it down and how do you see inspiration? Does it come from you randomly, or do you have like, okay, now I need to, for example, if you like compose a song for Swayat, and do you get into the mindset that now I need to choose or create lyrics specifically for this song, or do you go with lyrics first and then songs
later? It happens both ways. So sometimes we have something, the music is made first and I bring a notebook with me there, and I read a few things to Ivo and Viet, and then we decide for some things. Sometimes it's the other way around. But there's a lot of lyrics that could be like a free flow of thoughts, like James Joyce style, or how do you call this in English? But there are also some who have a certain game in them, which is specific for the whole song, and there is a key for understanding this one poem that I wrote. But I'm not consciously trying to keep with my style or something.
Okay, great. I wanted to also ask you, how would you compare the new album to your self-titled debut from 2020? Has anything changed in the way that you as a band approach songwriting as a collective?
I don't know how I would compare. Maybe we have more regular practices. It's at least once a week. But the songwriting, I don't think it's, I mean, it's, we don't think about it a lot. So I don't have it in my conscience that we would make a decision from now on, we will do it in a different way or something. Just a few days ago we had a concert in Maribor, and after a concert we were speaking with Viet, and I said, but how nice was when we had this improvisation and we got really quiet. Why are we always so loud and every song starts and bam, and we have to... Because we like quiet music as well. It's not that we are some tough macho rockers who want to destroy things all the time. We are quite gentle persons. And then we were thinking, maybe it's because it's quite common that it takes few months for us to do a song, one song. And once we are finished, and then we say, okay, now let's start something new. Okay, let's go. And then we go, and again we are loud. And so we never tactically think what would we need to have a nice dramaturgy on the album or on the concert. We just do something, and then at the end we find out that it's quite all the songs are straightforward, and so yeah.
That's a great answer, thanks. That's pretty much all that we have prepared for today. Thanks for the great answers, and thank you for coming. Svayat's album Oshili Me Modro will be released at Antitapes. You can pre-order the latest album via the band's Bandcamp page. And now we will listen to two freshly released singles of the upcoming record. Here are Putovanje v razdrto and Od vrat do vrat.
traju vike. Glavna nagrada je potovanje u razdrt.
Oh,
Welcome back. You're still listening to Indire, this week brought to you by Radio Študent from Ljubljana, Slovenia. We just listened to Potovanje v razdrto and Od vrat do vrat by Svojat, and now we are moving towards ambiental, peaceful, natural motifs, based on both organic and synthetic sound textures. This is the conceptual basis for the new slow-motion livestream album, Drevesa se nam smejijo, or The Trees Are Laughing At Us. Mateusz Kovacic, alias Slow Motion Livestream, has delivered yet another synthesizer-based album, which echoes minimalist and ambiental movements of the 20th century. A trans-genre exploration, which could only be vaguely described as ambiental, is a collection of works created between 2020 and 2023, and has been recently released on Bandcamp under Beton Records. We are now going to listen to a relatively short piece titled Dolina, or Valley.
You're still tuned in into the broadcast of the Indire show, brought to you by Radio Student from Ljubljana, Slovenia. We just listened to the song Why So Angry, Why Not? By Ruža. Ruža is a multidisciplinary artist who started out as a harp player and quickly continued on to improvising, experimenting, and in many ways utilizing the sound of the upright strings in an experimental, often noisy and complex ways, and collaborates within a few bands. One is a modal improvised orchestra, Žlehtet, the second an experimental mystic quartet, Sujevera, and third an electro-acoustic duet with the producer Nitz or Tine Vrabic, named 2 out of 3. Ruža released their debut and for now only album titled Bear in 2018 with the Kamizdat record label. While harp is still their primary choice of expression, Ruža has in recent years turned wider, expanding their field of work to performative art, working on exhibitions, and also moved to Berlin to widen their artistic ethos. We invited Ruža for a brief chat during their stay in Home Sweet Home Ljubljana for the creative residence at the Sonica Festival, during which Ruža is collaborating with the artist Bridget Farrell and VJ Pixel Bambi in order to create a unique audiovisual experience. Let's listen to the interview. So we're in the studio with Ruža. First of all, thank you for coming here.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're currently in Ljubljana as a part of a creative residence for the Sonica Festival. And you're preparing something with another harpist and a VJ, right?
Yeah, with another harpist, Bridget Farrell. She's also mainly a producer, a sick producer at that. And Pixel Bambi, a local VJ and set designer and all-around visual artist. Who's gonna VJ but also prepare the whole setting in Cankarjev dom.
And where have you been lately, like in general? What have you been doing?
Just came from a residency, so I'm doing two residencies back to back. I was in Zurich with Cockroach People. So Tobibi Beans and Victoria Papani, they're a duo that creates world focus on cockroaches and our fear and disgust and affections towards them. So it was a intense week. With 3 performances, that's where I'm coming from.
So, was it like kind of a performance also with you involved, or were you like just responsible for the music?
No, I was actively like a part of performance. I was also interacting with the cockroaches and making music mainly, but definitely it felt very collaborative with the rest of the crew.
So this was kind of what I wanted to talk to you about, this broadening of not only your musical art, but like artistic activity in general into like multiple fields. You're doing like theater music, performance art, exhibitions. How does that happen? Does it happen organically, or do you like have this sort of plan or something?
I do have a lifetime plan since I was little. I was like, I'm going to be an artist and a harpist. And I did actually go to fine arts school. So I think through that and also working on a radio and working as a writer got me connected broadly with the creative artistic sphere. And I think it happened quite organically. A lot of times my music was referred to as something that could work well as soundtrack, and I'm really happy that kind of opened up for me, but a lot of opportunities were not curated or planned for. It just popped up and I jumped in. I think it also has to do with harp being already a niche instrument, and then doing anything weird with it is like a very particular niche, and it's very like desirable in different fields.
And for example, one of the motifs for your work is pain. So does, for example, pain fuel that broadening into so many fields? Like it's not only musical.
Yeah, pain was my pain was my main topic for my master's work in Academy of Fine Arts Ljubljana in photography. And there I expanded like my theoretical part of it. I expanded to philosophy a lot. That was mainly though like theoretical, philosophical and visual work in the end. but it got me really intrigued. It really sucked me in, and I think then I said to myself, the next opportunity I get, I will try to connect my visual intermedia art with my music. That happened then I think a year after I graduated for De Cesare Red Dawn's festival, where they offered that I have an exhibition and do the graphic design, and I was like, okay, I have an opportunity to actually connect sound and visual stuff. So yeah, that was like internally a kind of a breaking point for me, to connect and like expand. But I was for sure already doing music for other people's performances and artworks before.
So you've been like speaking about some tough times for yourself in last year, I think. And how do you see the general struggle of artists like yourself in niche like fields, especially when it comes to non-binary artists? Do you try to like inject that into your music?
I mean, my music and in general, my approach to life and everything I do is very fueled with feminism, intersectional feminism. I think that's maybe slightly a different topic from the struggles. I would say this scene, the feminist queer scene, is very accepting and welcoming, and the problems don't come from there. Like, the problems with struggles come from like a general mindset and just, you know, the capitalistic war fueled world that we live in. It's definitely hard to be an independent artist. You always have to be on stage even when you don't feel like it, otherwise you lose your resources. It's really easy to overbook yourself because you never know what happens next. Like, there's not a strong security net in institutional sense. And yeah, I think then it depends on what kind of character you are. But I'm this kind of person that likes to work, and I'm also anxious, so I do tend to overload myself, and then that can, you know, lead to burnout and, yeah, not cute moments.
But let's return to music.
Yes.
I hear we can expect some new music, at least from one of your projects, which is 2 out of 3,
mm-hmm.
which is supposed to be a long distance album.
Yeah, I mean, we recorded most of it together in Slovenia in like a mountain cottage house, but then we worked on it, with this 1,000 kilometer distance. It is finished. We are looking for a label to publish it. So if there's anyone with a label listening, please write to us anywhere: Facebook, Instagram, email, Bandcamp. It's been in the make for quite a long time, because it's also like, you know, it's not the easiest to work when you're not together, and Tina and me both have a lot of other stuff going on. But yeah, I'm happy to say it's done, and I hope it comes out this year. We're ready. And then another band that I'm in, Suja Vera. We're releasing our debut album with Kamizdat this year, performing in Cukrarna. And I hope I'm not oversharing the information, but yeah, we're releasing the album in autumn, so that's also a process. I also finished recording stuff for my next solo album, which I know I've been promising for so many years, but now I'm in the production mode. What else? Žlehtet always has something. Band that Rok Zalokar leads, we're also doing 2 tours this year, spring and autumn. I'm sure some music will come out of it. So yeah, a lot of new music coming, hopefully.
Yeah, and you already spoke about your solo album. If we kind of return to the point of trying to materialize all of your like outer and inner feelings and struggles and everything, your first album was kind of an overture in that field, and all of the things that came later are sort of a continuation of that. Can we expect also similarly broad thing from your second solo album?
Yeah, I think I will never just stick to one kind of aesthetic or, I don't know, language for the sake of like maintaining some sort of image. I think I developed quite a lot of different things, researching stuff for this second album. And yeah, I'm excited to have an album that's equally weird and kind of takes a lot of unexpected turns, I hope. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't wait to hear it. And for the end, you brought some music with you, some unreleased music also.
Yeah.
We will listen to something exclusive. What have you prepared?
Well, I mean, exclusive in a sense, it really hasn't been played as a track. But yeah, we have two tracks. I believe the first one will be Why So Angry, Why Not? Anger Banger from Kaya Janic's performance that I made music for. The performance is well titled Why So Angry, Why Not? I recorded vocal screams from Ari Podlesny and saxophone screams from Pablo Linhart, and kind of made a sort of a techno track, I guess, but in my own way, mixed and mastered with Theodor Strisse together in Berlin. And then another, so that performance premiered last September, but some time ago, maybe like a year and a half ago, I did music for an art video game for Phaser Factory, which is a duo of Eva Smrekar and Aljaž Rudolf. They make very conceptual pieces, and that one was for the edition of Face as Corporate Building, I believe that was the title. It was presented at Axioma Gallery and then in some other places. So it was a art video game with different levels of music and the game. And yeah, we'll listen to the third level of it, so the final musical brain fuck.
Ruža, thank you so much for doing this. I wish you all the best in the future and with all that you're doing.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
out of town a little more this week. We got some red flags to cover.
It must have been Tuesday.
He's wearing his cornflower blue tie. Long enough you've heard our ties my car reports here to tell you. Roger's status
right now,
the phone, let it ring, let it go, beep, beep, yeah, let it go, psst, psst. We'll never call back, I want it pitch black, void closing, they shut down like a lapse, me a panic attack, slow dance back to back, we're taking a trip, my bad, I didn't pack, yeah, taking a trip to the back of my head, yeah, taking a trip and I skip and I dip, bad past memories, monsters in my dream, my mind is a labyrinth, yeah. Avoiding all contact. Won't answer the phone, let it ring. Let it go, beep, beep, yeah. Let it go, psst, psst. Shaping real like everyday routine. Waking up from my sleep on command like machine. One click away, ha, I'm plugged in. Straight dopamine, paralyzed, so lost within. And I'm wasting my time right now. Things is quite right. Feeling more blood and okay most of the time. I hate being fake, so I just stay away. Looking through the lens of cyber wasteland, masking with a smile, can't tell when I'm happy. Putting it with the feelings, it's all disappearing. It's a never ending story, and nothing is winning. So don't ask me how I've been. Answer the phone, let it ring. You don't wanna hear the answer, but at least not the truth. I'll tell little white lies, answer the phone. I'm a good fake. I'm a hope, beep, look at my beautiful smile. Oh, so cute, laughing around, oh, that's cool, jumping around, I'm the fool, can't catch me when I'm down. I only let you see me when I'm wearing the crown.
Our next feature for today is the rapper-producer duo of Frau Blanka and Marka Sun. Frau Blanka is one of the rare female rappers from Ljubljana, and she is one of the most prolific Slovenian rap names. She's been around the scene for more than 7 years as a part of the Schlagwerk rap collective, and finally delivered her long-awaited debut solo album titled Stranski učinki, translated as Side Effects, in 2022. Frau Blanka is also a professional dancer and has, among others, collaborated with our previous guest, Ruža. Marka Sun is one of the most prominent figures of the Slovenian dub music movement. He runs the internationally known Deep End record label. He's a DJ, part of the Dub Diggers DJ duo. Mark is a radio host here at our radio station, and he's also a music producer. His work ranges all the way from obviously dub productions to experimental music, and lately he's been producing some underground hip-hop beats as well. And that's where Frau Blanka comes in. They formed a duo and started recording within the last year. For their first collaborations, the Lost Loft EP, Frau Blanka and Marka Sun prepared 5 songs where Marka Sun's production is dark, gloomy and bass-heavy, and Frau Blanka's verses, delivered in the English language, are equally harsh, direct and tackle several topics. From female points of view in the male-dominated world, along with social critique, street knowledge and clever wordplay, which all add to the murky atmosphere of the Lost Loft EP. It was released on the No Clan Recordings label in late March. We already had a listen to the song Gloomy Days by Frau Blanka and Marka Sun, and now we'll move on to another. Here's Dead Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Indire, this week brought to you by Radio Student from Ljubljana, Slovenia. We just listened to the rapper-producer collaboration by Frau Blanca and Mark Hassan. And now we are moving towards power violence. In Slovenia, a fresh hardcore and power violence movement has been gaining momentum in the underground, with groups gathering in cellars of student apartment blocks and impromptu shows popping up in both Ljubljana and outside of the capital. Many have noted a resurgence of a general punk ethos on the alternative scene. Bands and artists such as Smedja and Smedke, Carl Johnson and Grund, among others, have already been on the scene for a while, starting on shows such as Sovražim vaše tretje serial. But recently an influx of youth has been noted, with presumably both fans of the scene and interested outliers joining in to form several new bands with interesting quirks, such as Kuribo, Tupa Tupa Tam, Pinke Panke, and others. Today we are focusing on a men's violence band Kultivator from a small village of Smrjene, formed by Drej and Janusz, both fans and longtime participants of the scene. We are going to listen to two songs, McTerror from the newly released split with Urethra, titled Dva načina nasaditve trupla na vile, followed by Na vinskem sejmu from their self-titled debut.
Some major Western brands have found themselves hit by grassroots, often unplanned boycotts because of their stance on the Israel-Palestine conflict. And this includes McDonald's. The burger chain became a target after photos and videos on social media showed franchise stores in Israel giving away thousands of free meals to the members of the Israeli military.
Nacistica ustavila miličnika med dva. Iz avta sem pozdravil Karoba.
Tovarišo, sem morda jaz kaj napak zdaj storil.
Pa je le eden bi.
Well, the show is coming to its end. You've been listening to Indire, this time prepared by Radio Student from Ljubljana, Slovenia. With you today were Jaša and Dušan, while the show was audio engineered by Oli. Thank you for listening, have a great day, and goodbye.
Indire, independent radio exchange network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.